Hi there, this is Mrs. Kleckner from Dillsbury Elementary School, and I'm also helping with Nola. So I am going to read Chapter 3, No Vanilla Yogurt. Mom was supposed to be home by 5 o'clock, but 5 o'clock came and Mom did not arrive. By 5:15, Bat wanted to call the police. "That's what we're supposed to do in case of an emergency," he said to Janie. She was watching TV. "This isn't an emergency, Bat." "How do you know it might be an emergency? You don't know for sure that it isn't an emergency." "Bat, call Mom's phone if you're so worried." Bat didn't want to call Mom's phone. What if she was driving and she answered when he called and then she crashed the car? "I don't want to cause an emergency," he said. "If you had any friends to play with," Janie said, "you could hang out with them on Tuesdays and Thursdays instead of being a pain in my neck." Bat thought this was unfair and also mean, considering that he was so worried. But before he could say anything, he heard Mom's car turn into the driveway. A warm rush of relief flooded over him. He left Janie in front of the TV and ran outside. "Mom," he said, "you're late." "Easy, Bat," Mom said, climbing out of the car. "No need to be angry." Bat wasn't angry, not really. He was relieved. But instead of explaining this, Bat asked, "Did you go to the grocery store and get more vanilla yogurt?" "I didn't have time," Mom said. That was the last straw. Mom was late and Bat was worried, and now no vanilla yogurt? Bat felt a ball of anger rising up in his chest, hot and hard and loud, wanting to escape through his mouth in a yell. His eyes squinted together and his hands drew up tight against the sides of his body. Mom put her hand on his shoulder and knelt down so she could look right into Bat's eyes. But Bat didn't want to look at her eyes. He didn't want her eyes looking at him. "Calm down, Bat," Mom said in her soothing voice, the one that she saved for when Bat was getting really upset. "It's okay. I had a good reason for not going to the grocery store. If you can calm down, I can tell you what it is." Bat didn't care what Mom's reason was. She should have gone to the store. She knew how much he liked vanilla yogurt, and it was her job to buy it for him. Bat didn't have any money or a car. If Mom didn't buy him yogurt, there would be no yogurt. But then Mom said, it was because of an animal, a baby animal.